Very, very few people and very, very few organizations can clearly state why they do what they do. And by why, I don't mean to make money. That's a result. By why, I mean what's your purpose, what's your cause, what's your belief? Why does your company exist? Why did you get out of bed this morning? And why should anyone care?
What is your why? Why'd you even get out of the bed this morning?
What's your why? Why do you want to do it?
What is your gift? Are you an artist? Are you the talent that can produce something no one else produces as a skill or a product or a service or some impact?
Life is worth living when you find purpose.
If y'all gonna be great on that field, you gotta have a why. You gotta have a reason for why you do what you do.
You can write everything down if you want to. Be brave enough to write every one of your goals down. But I'm going to tell you something. Life's going to hit you in your mouth, and you got to do me a huge favor. Your why has to be greater than that knockdown. And I love it. Buster Douglas got knocked out. Nobody ever got knocked out by Mike Tyson and ever got back up. It was almost a 10 count. He was stumbling. It was 4, 3, 2. One, ding, 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 saved by the bell. And he goes to his corner. The whole world is like, yep, that's it. Once he comes back out, that's it. Mike's gonna just hammer him. And exactly that, Mike Tyson came out like, I got him. I got this kid up against the rope. Listen to me, many of you right now, life's got you up against the rope. You can't give up. You can't give in. Listen to me, if it was easy, everybody would do it. And if life's got you backed up, I need you to do what Buster Douglas did. Buster Douglas started fighting back. The world was shocked. Goliath has been knocked down. What happened? And they went to Buster Douglas and they asked Buster Douglas simply, like, what happened? And Buster Douglas said, listen to me, it's real simple. Before my mother died, she told the whole world that I was going to beat Mike Tyson. And 2 days before the fight, my mother died. Buster Douglas had a decision to make. When his mother died, he could die with his mother, or he made a decision, I can wake up and I can live for mom. And he knocked Mike Tyson out. Simply because his why was greater than that punch. His why was greater than defeat. His why was greater than his trial and his tribulation. And I'm telling you, if you don't know what your why is and your why isn't strong, you're going to get knocked out every single day.
If you want to live a life of success, a life of complete success, happiness and fulfillment, you must find your purpose. You see, if you don't know what your purpose is, if you don't know what drives you, what inspires you, then you have no reason to improve your life. How can you improve your life if you have no reason to improve it? Why do you do what you do? Why do you do what you do? What's the reason? Why do you exist? Do you know what it takes to be great? Are you willing to go that extra mile? I tell you time and time again, you will get tired. But if you have a why, we'll give you that extra strength, that extra foot you need, that extra hour you need, the courage. Why are you different from everyone else who's trying to do the same thing you're doing? What makes you stand out? Why are you so important?
Find your why. Your why will pull you up when you feel like you don't have the strength to get up anymore. Your why will keep you fighting when everyone else thinks you are out for the count. Why? Who are you fighting for? What drives you?
Your purpose is that one thing that lights you up. It's the one thing that will get you up early. That one thing. When you're doing it, time stops. Your purpose may be something you don't want. It may be seeing someone in your past and thinking, no matter what, I will ensure I never end up like that. Your purpose is always something that lights a fire in you. I will do this no matter what. My family is counting on me. My friends are counting on me. I am counting on me.
And you may even think you know who you are because you've been living a certain way, but I'll tell you how you'll know. You'll feel euphoric. You'll feel strong. You'll feel unlimited. You'll feel free.
And most people, they're stating what they hope will come together. And if it doesn't happen, then they're disappointed, but they're not too disappointed because they're not too vested.
I'm suggesting that you set aside time every day if you're not doing it already. Reading 10 to 15 pages of something positive every day. Listening to audio programs, investing in yourself to expand your mind for what it's possible.
And then once you find out what you want, spend the rest of your natural life waking up and going after it.
If you do what is easy, your life will be hard. But if you do what is hard, your life will be easy.
Winners win and losers lose.
I love my life. Do you want to know why? Because I've seen the purpose. Because I have no arms and no legs, you're all listening to what I have to say.
See, again, the secret's going to be this. What is an extraordinary life on your terms today? Getting clear about that. At this stage of life, where you are, where you want to go. It's about how can I find the gift I have to give the world? And how can I give it in a way that truly adds value? Not I think adds value, but the people receiving it, they vote with their feet and say, this truly makes a difference in my life.
What I'm suggesting that you operate out of a larger vision of yourself. I want you to see yourself doing what you want to do, experiencing what you want to experience it, having what you want to have, doing what it is that gives your life some meaning and value.
Most people are not really entrepreneurs, but they think that's what they should be. They think that's the sexy thing. That's the most attractive thing. That's the best answer. And what I say to you is you got to separate the vehicle from the outcome. What is it that's going to truly fulfill you? What is it that's going to give you that extraordinary life? What's going to make things magnificent on your terms, not somebody else's terms, not your father, your mother, your background? What is that really? Separate the vehicle, because there's many ways to get to that vehicle.
Nick, I don't know what my purpose is. I don't know. My parents want me to do this. My teachers want me to do that. My friends think that I should do this, and I don't know what to do. And you're torn, man. You don't know what to do. You have to make important decisions, man. You don't know what to do. Who do you believe?
The major key to your reaching your dream, your living up to your greatness, your making your contribution is you. I believe all of us have some purpose for being here.
The problem with some of y'all, the reason why you don't give 120% every doggone time you get on the field, because you ain't got a why for what you do.
As I talked with my friends, I made an astounding discovery. 80% of them were unhappy with their lives.
The most important element is for you to be able to do this, to be able to establish, most importantly, where you really are in your life today. Where are you? And where do you really want to go? What's going to create this extraordinary life? Because some of you right now, if you continue the direction you're going, are going to be successful and unfulfilled, unhappy, and stressed.
See, the last chapter to your life has not been written yet, and it doesn't matter about what happened yesterday. It doesn't matter about the things that you've done that you feel guilty about. If you wouldn't do it today, you're convicting an innocent person.
The first step is you got to have a vision for what it is you really, truly want. A vision is about what you're here to create. A vision that really works is one that excites you. If you say, well, my resolution, my goal, my outcome for this month, this week, this year is to lose X number of pounds, that's okay, but it's not very compelling. It has to be a compelling vision. It's got to have something that has the power to pull you, not something you have to push yourself to do. Those are two different kinds of motivation. Push requires willpower, and willpower never lasts. What will last is pull. Having something so exciting, so attractive, so something you desire so much that you have a hard time going to sleep at night and you get so up early in the morning to rock it and take it to the next level.
You have greatness within you. You have the ability to do more than you can ever begin to imagine. And so what I am suggesting that you do is to stretch yourself, that you constantly look for ways as an entrepreneur, how can you begin to set yourself apart from the competition? What is it that you can do that can make you stand out?
Are you incredibly good at management? You really know how to manage or lead people? Are you an extraordinary entrepreneur that can take that gigantic gut load of risk and can create the vision and attract the talent that you need and the managers and leaders? You may have all three abilities, but which one really fulfills you the most?
That you've got to find something that you love and that you master that. Henry David Thoreau said, "Do not go where the path may lead, but go where there's no path and leave a trail."
My mom wanted me to be a truck driver because that would mean I'd make $24,000 a year if I went to Truck Masters, and that would be twice what my father made. And she thought that would happen, but something inside of me said, I don't want to drive a truck. There's something else that matters more to me. And I decided I was not going to go for money instead of passion. And the rewards have been pretty amazingly better than being a truck driver. It's not bad being a truck driver. It's just not what I was after. And I look back, and one of the things that helped me was my original teacher, Jim Rohn, who was a personal development speaker I went to hear when I was 17. He said something the first time I heard him, and he said, you know, it's really simple. If you want life to change, you got to change. If you want life to be better, you've got to get better. It's the only way it happens. And luck will show up for people and it'll leave them. But if you're constantly improving who you are and what you give, game over.
See if you can find some ways to multiply your value to the marketplace. And he said your income will immediately start to change.
See, if you go through life holding back, and most of us do, most of us, if we ask ourselves, have we done all we can do? Most of us will have to answer, no, we haven't. We've been holding back. We have ideas that we don't act on, things we want to do. We're afraid to take chances. We go through life trying to seek security and not coming outside of our comfort zone. And we take most of our stuff with us to the grave.
Up until then, I was hoping that the economy would change. I was hoping that my company would change. I was hoping that my paycheck would change. I was hoping that circumstances outside would change. And then here's what I found out. It isn't going to change. So then my question was, if it isn't going to change, how will my life ever change? And here's what my teacher taught me. When you change, everything will change for you.
And I'm saying that the fact that you're still here, that you're still breathing, you've got some more work, and you owe it to yourself. You owe it to yourself. So when you get up in the morning, that you can look yourself in the face and say, hey, I'm living my life on my terms.
Change a question, change your life. When it comes to planning your life, I want to get you to learn to ask three questions now. The question you want to ask yourself is, what do I want? What's my outcome? What's my result? The word RPM, the first one, is to get you focused on the target. The target is not the activity. The activity can change. It's what's the result I'm after. If you know exactly what it is you really want, what you desire, what you're really after, clarity is power. The more clear you are and specifically what you want, the faster your brain can get you there. But if you're generally saying things like, what do I want? Well, you know, I want more money. Fine, here's a dollar, get out of here. Whether you get the outcome or not, whether you get that result, will be based first, do you have clarity? And the second thing is, whether you got enough emotional juice to keep going after it when things don't work out. Did you achieve the outcome? Yeah, when you're that general, you think you're not getting your goal, you are. The way you language your goal, the way you think about it, you're receiving it. I want to feel a bit better. I want to lose some weight. Fine, you lost a pound, you're done.
When you get better, everything will get better for you. That's where I picked up that phrase. For things to change, you've got to change. You don't have to change the marketplace. You don't have to change the marketing plan. You don't have to change the economy. You don't have to change countries. You don't have to change circumstances out there. All you've got to do is look within and see if you can change yourself for the better. And as you change, things will start to change for you.
What's the result I'm after? What's the ultimate result? What do I want out of this week, out of this thing, out of my business, out of my life, out for my body?
Don't concern yourself too much with how you're going to achieve your goal. Leave that completely to a power greater than yourself. All you have to do is know where you're going. The answers will come to you of their own accord.
Here's my best advice. Welcome all experiences. You never know which one is going to turn everything on.
Are there going to be some moments when you want to give up? Yes. Will there be some moments when it's going to seem like it's impossible? The pain that you're experiencing, the disappointment that you're experiencing, that you're going to say, it's not worth it? Yes, that's going to be right there for you. It's going to be in your face telling you to go back.
Unchain your mind from the imprisonment of fear. Unchain your mind. It's been encaged with doubt. Unchain your mind. Loose yourself. Let yourself free from the binds of average, from the binds of normal. Loose yourself from intimidation. Let yourself free. Let your mind go. Shift your focus. Your focus, your intensity, your drive, your everything should be put into the amount of effort that you are going to put into that attempt. You cannot fail. You cannot fail if you give 100% of your effort.
When we think about changing our lives, usually that means changing your behaviors, retraining yourself, getting new habits, going out and trying them out and changing your life. This is about changing your thoughts, and then your life will change. Change your thoughts, change your life.
Benjamin Disraeli said, "Nothing can resist a human will that will stake its existence on its purpose. Shortly put, I'll do it or die."
Know that all you have to do is hold your goal before you. Everything else will take care of itself. And I can tell you that it doesn't make any difference what age you are, whether you're a teenager watching this, or whether you're someone in your 60s, 70s, 80s, or anywhere along the way, you can make that change.
Every thought, every feeling, every emotion you experience in this lifetime is shaped by beliefs and values. All of your life is controlled by decisions you make. Decisions about what to believe, decisions about what to feel, decisions about what to do. And most of us are on automatic pilot, letting the world trigger us instead of taking back control of our life. And when you do that, just think of it this way. Anything you want to change, you want to change your body, you want to change your career, your business, your relationship. What to do requires the right strategy. You want to lose weight and keep it off, you can't obviously just throw your pendulum and go on some silly diet. You got to know the things that are going to give you lasting results. So we teach those strategies. But some people even know what to do, but they don't do it. And why are we able to get people to do it, to follow through? Because 80% of success in anything, my friends, is psychology. And 20% is the mechanics. What that means is there's how to do stuff and there's why to do stuff. How to do it is not that complex. And if you really learn from somebody who knows those refined distinctions, they can show you those tipping points, those things you can do where in the least amount of time you get the biggest result.
As you look at yourself as a business operator, as you look at yourself as an entrepreneur, as you look at yourself as a person that want to make a mark with your life, that want to leave a legacy, you've got to be hungry. It's better to be prepared for an opportunity and not have one than to have an opportunity and not be prepared. You want to find people who master that, because success leaves clues. And that's the same thing I'm suggesting to you. Whatever area that you want to go in, and it's finances, and business, insurance industry, whatever area that you're interested in, find the people who are mastering that and follow their example. Watch your relationships. They're nourishing relationships and they're toxic relationships. Nourishing relationships, they bring the best out of you. They inspire you. Toxic relationships, they drain you. People that are hungry are willing to do the things today others won't do in order to have the things tomorrow others won't have. People that are hungry believe, always strive to get on top in life because it's the bottom that's overcrowded. People that are hungry know If you want to be successful, you must be willing to do the things today others won't do in order to have the things tomorrow others won't have. If you do what is easy, your life will be hard. Complain, point at your circumstances, give up your power, blame the government, blame the economy. If you do what is easy, your life will be hard. But if you do what is hard, your life will be easy. It's hard to make a radical change in your behavior. It's hard to take ownership. It's hard to swallow the bitter pill that wherever you find yourself, at some point in time, you made an appointment to be there. It's hard. If you do what is easy, your life will be hard. Do what is hard, your life will be easy.
You must know what you're going after. You must know what you are going after. You can't live your life meandering around hoping you hit something, and whatever you hit, you say, that's what I was aiming at. You have to have a specific target in mind. Most people don't succeed at getting what they're going after because they don't take the time to research what they're going after. They ask for things and then see if they want them. But you have to be careful about that, because if you ask for something, you might get it. You need to be sure that that's what you want to see happen in your life. Know what you're going after. So before you go after it, ask God, is it yours? Because if it's not yours, and the only reason you're going after it is because it looked good on somebody else, you begin to covet what belongs to somebody else. Most people want everything they see somebody else with. They buy clothes that don't look good on them. They wear hairstyles that don't look good on them. They buy houses they can't afford because they're trying to keep up with somebody else. But if you really want to be a winner, if you really want to come off as successful, if you really want to be bright, only go after things that are meant for you to have. It will make you look successful. And what makes you look bright is when you pick your battles. There are some things that you don't fight because that's not your fight. You don't get into that thing. You don't pick those battles. You don't covet what you see somebody else fight down, because they're anointed to fight that. They can do that. You might not be gifted to fight that area, and you don't want to covet somebody else's battle or covet somebody else's success. Covet, and the other word I want you to think about is the word envy, because envy is the attitude that you have about other people's success. And the quickest way to stop being envious of other people's success is to know that everything in your life is preparing you for that thing, that there are in your life defining moments. This is a critical issue. There are in your life defining moments, moments that if you handle properly, they are pivotal points that change your life for a lifetime. It is at these moments that if you know what you're going after, everything that you went through before is justified in preparing you for these defining moments. Know what you're going after. Be clear about your direction. Don't wake up in the morning and see if something's going to happen. Wake up in the morning to make something happen. Get up out of the bed with an agenda. Oh, I lost half of you on that. Because you're just so happy that you got up, you don't care what does happen. You say, well, at least I'm up. But people who get up like that, nothing does happen. And the days turn to weeks, and the weeks turn to months, and the months turn to years. Years of mediocrity is what causes people to be bitter. If you want to get around bitter and complaining people, get around people who are not seeing much activity. They're bitter, they're complaining, they're cynical, and they're jealous because nothing is happening. If you want to get around less gossip and less jealousy, get around successful, busy people. Because busy people don't have time to care what's going on in your life. I have no need to investigate what's going on in your life. I have so much going on in my own life that I'm not interested in what I heard that they said that you thought, that if I thought what you said that I didn't mean if you heard it. The only people who have time for that is people who are not doing anything. And they watch your life like it's a soap opera because they're living their life vicariously through you. What's going on in your life intrigues them because nothing is going on in their life. And if you want to stop that from happening to you, wake up in the bed and know what you're going after. Get up out of the bed with an agenda. When you have an agenda, you don't spend time worrying about how you feel because it doesn't make any difference how you feel. You woke up with something to do. Wash your face. Wash your face is a significant issue because it means literally, don't let your past affect your present. Wash your face means wash everything off you that you collected along your journey and prepare yourself for where you're going. Wash your past off of you so that it doesn't pollute your present. You'd be surprised at the people who have ruined where they are with where they came from. You can sit across the table to interview them, and when you start interviewing them, they start talking about what they went through and what they went through on the last job. They just wasn't ready for me, and they just didn't understand my gifting and the person of my caliber. And after a while, you can see bitterness. And the whole problem is, regardless of whether they went through a bad experience or not, the whole problem is they've never washed their face. Wash it off you. You can't go forward until you wash the past off you. I don't care how long it takes, if it takes laying on the altar, if it takes 6 months, if it takes 6 years, you cannot go forward until you wash your face. You're not ready for Boaz until you wash your face. You got too much stuff on you from yesterday. You must wash your face. Clinging issues from the past, residue that we can readily detect. I shouldn't be able to look at you and see your past on your face. It means you didn't wash your face. It is possible to be delivered from something and still not wash the effects of it out of your lifestyle. You should be surprised at the people who can't figure out why their life is being polluted. They've actually been delivered. They've actually gone on in their life, but they fail to wash from their face where they came from, and they look like where they were, and so they're still penalized as if they were where they were. Even though they've come up higher, they didn't wash their face. You got to wash your past off of you, or you will forfeit your opportunity to go forward. And you'll be angry at people and upset at people, but people wouldn't be talking about you if you would just wash your face. But you haven't washed your face. You had the academics, you had the intellect, you had the ability, you had the school loan, you had the tenacity, you did everything. You got the degree. You're in the upper echelon. You're moving amongst certain people of influence and affluence, but you're not able to handle it because you've never washed your face. You might as well be in the back of a trailer over in the project somewhere, spitting watermelon seeds over your grandmama's back porch, because for all of your training and education, you never did wash your face and prepare yourself for where you are now. And you're trying to change the whole system to fit you when you have to fit the situation. Everything's not going to change for you. You've got to anoint your face, which basically means put on a fresh attitude. Makeup does stuff. It brightened your countenance. It gave you a fresh, clean, glowing look. And that's what the anointing does. It gives you a glowing look. It gives you an effervescence. It gives you a sense of excitement. It gives you a positive attitude where you walked into a room glowing. Understand, this is something you have to put on. This is not you. You put it on. Our generation has the philosophy of keeping it real. And we think keeping it real means expressing everything you think. But keeping it real will keep you broke. It will keep you unemployed. It will keep you divorced. Because people really cannot handle that. They don't want that. What they want from you is to come to work with your face glowing and walk up and say, "Good morning, may I help you today?" Because if you don't start changing your attitude, you will miss your altitude. Change your garments. Changing your garments means to prepare for something that hasn't even happened yet. And if you do this, you will look ridiculous where you are, because you are prepared for where you're going. Though you're not where you're going yet, you're already prepared for something that hadn't happened yet. Well, why would you do that? Because when it does happen, you won't have a chance to get ready. You're going to have to be ready when it does happen. Am I talking to anybody? And the other thing you have to understand is anytime you get ready for something that hadn't happened yet, you feel out of place with what is happening. You need to prepare in the direction that you're going in. I ought to be able to look at your preparation and see your destination. Your destination needs to be on you right now. Understand, my brothers and sisters, that when you do put it on, there's going to be a certain amount of peer pressure where people start treating you differently where you are because you're dressed for where you're going. But let them stare. It's worth them staring to be prepared. It hadn't happened yet, but I'm dressed for it. I'm ready for it. I'm learning about it. I'm ready to do it. I'm ready to walk into it. I'm ready to receive it. I'm practicing on being blessed. I'm getting ready for it right now. When it does happen, I'll already have my stuff. When it does happen, I'll already be in place. You ought to be ready right now for things that your eyes haven't seen and your ears haven't heard. You ought to be so ready that people who knew you before ought to be confused by what you're doing right now.
You have to own your own happiness. Take it away from other people demanding that they make you happy. Your kids are not going to make you happy. Your spouse is not going to make you happy. A big house is not going to make you happy. Own your own happiness and be responsible for doing those things that bring joy into your own heart, independently of life and people and money and all of that stuff.
Right.
It doesn't necessarily give you a happiness. You have to take responsibility of that peace and that joy that lives inside of your heart and not inside of your stuff. Enjoy the journey, not the destination.